Hello, and welcome back to Drinks First, the podcast in which you can meet New York City's kinda eligible. Today, we have a really great guest. She's so cool. She's super smart, super beautiful, and she's a total catch. I'm super excited for you guys to meet her, but I will let her introduce herself. Do you mind telling us how old you are, where you're from, and where you're living now?
Hi. First of all, thanks for having me. I'm so excited, and thank you for the compliments. So I am 24, but I think by the time the podcast comes out, I'll be 25. My birthday is coming up. I'm born and raised in New York, also just like you. I'm from Washington Heights, and I've been uptown in Washington Heights since the beginning of my life. So,
and where did you go to school?
Okay, so I went to LaGuardia High School, which is a specialized high school. If you're not familiar with it, I can just say I graduated with Timothy Chalamet. I also graduated with Ansel Elgort. And I'm sure there's more people now, but those were just my year. And I was a vocal major.
Nice. And where'd you go to college?
So I went to Hofstra for undergrad, and I actually just graduated from Hofstra Law as well. So
yeah. Congrats.
Thank you.
Our girl's a lawyer. Okay.
To be. Right now there's a lot of mental drainage going on with the bar exam, but fingers crossed everything works out okay. But yeah, the goal is definitely to be an entertainment attorney.
That's sick. Okay, so you kind of know the drill, but I'm going to ask you two questions that I like to ask everybody, which is, where in the city do you like to eat and where do you like to go out?
Eat's hard because I'm such a brunch girl. I'm not really that big on dinner, and brunch, I'll hop around everywhere. But I think one of my favorite spots is Two Hands and Banter. That's because the guys from Two Hands left to make Banter. Mm. And I've loved it since college, actually. And then going out, you actually stated this in one of your podcasts, but I used to love going to the Jane. Because I'm from Europe, and so are my girlfriends, and we always love when you mention you'll find Italian men. Yeah, we loved going to the Jane because there was always foreigners there, and we felt we belonged. The music was amazing. Unfortunately, now it's changed dramatically. But I've also started getting into the Brooklyn scene, so House of Yes, Elsewhere. Also haven't been out in so long, so I don't even remember bars anymore.
Yeah, literally, COVID is a sad state of affairs. Sorry to everybody I've ever shaded for saying the Jane is just not it.
You're so right. The crowd got so much younger, and now they want my guy friends to pay so much money for no one to even be in there. It's ridiculous. Granted, I was going to the Jane a lot in 2016, 17.
Okay, yeah.
It's 2020, so things change, but I loved going there with my – I also think – where you go matters with who you are with.
Totally.
My friends and I have such a good time anywhere we are. We can go to such random dive bars and still have such a good time. But if I'm with people I don't really know or I'm not that close with, it's okay. It's an okay night. As long as I finish with artichoke or something, I'm happy.
Honestly, I love artichoke. No shade to artichoke. People might call it basic, but there's just something so satisfying about having that Yeah, having that giant slice, super bready to soak up all the alcohol at 4 o'clock in the morning. Exactly. You might wake up feeling gross, but it's worth it.
Exactly.
Okay, so beyond the Jane, sorry about that. There's going to be a bunch of, I'm sure coming out of this, there are probably going to be less places to go out, which honestly might make it easier for people to decide where to go.
I mean, honestly, for me, I love just lounges and rooftops now. I studied abroad in college, and going out in college in Europe is so different than America. I did the club scene when I was in high school, the tight dresses and the high heels with your promoter, and I got sick of that so quickly. Now it's I kind of want to go in just jeans, a sweater, maybe a leather jacket if it's that time of year, and enjoy myself rather than being uncomfortable and having to look a certain way to get in somewhere, I've gone to the Marquee a few times in the past year for some DJs, and I always wish that I just bought a GA ticket instead of a promoter, because I want to be in sneakers dancing instead of, like, in heels uncomfortable.
Yeah, I, especially now, like, post-COVID, where my entire uniform is, like, biker shorts and sweatpants, like... Yeah, literally.
Literally wearing those right now.
I never owned a pair of biker shorts before COVID. Now I'm like, all right, it's over. It's fucking over. You do not catch me in heels. Do not catch me in, like, tight dresses, tight pants. It's not happening. Yeah. Like, I actually gave up on heels a long time ago. Like, the whole promoter scene, same thing for me. It was, like, 17, 18 years old, and you're like, these men are so old, and they're just creepy, and you have to get there at, like, 11. It's, like, ugh.
I remember I went to Steve Aoki when I was in college. Like, my brother's best friends growing up were always promoters, and, like, he's still close with them, and, like, one of them still does it. So he's, like, I texted him. I'm, like, hey, Steve Aoki's going to be at Lava. Like, can we get in? He's, like, yeah, actually, we got a table. I'm, like, sick, let's go. And I remember I was there, and I was still underage, and it was, like, I was at that point where I was, like, getting sick of going out, and I met one of, like, their new girls, and she immediately caught on that I was underage, and I was like, sorry, I thought I was better at acting older. But besides that, like, we were sitting down, and I was waiting to leave, because at that point, it's, like, maybe 3, he threw the cakes already, and I'm getting tired, and some random guy is standing above me and, like, petting my head, and my brother looks at me, and then I'm, like, not paying attention, I'm, like, falling asleep at this point, and he looks at the guy, and he's like, what are you doing? And the guy goes, what, do you know her? He's like, yeah, I'm her brother. But mind you, like, I call him my brother, he's my brother's best friend, and he's half Asian, half Spanish, and he looks at me, this white girl, and he's like, what? And then he goes, I'm the adopted one. And then he immediately backed off, because he's a big dude, he backed off and, like, ran away. Oh my god, when I found that out, that happened, because I was, again, unaware, I just looked at, I don't want to say names, so I looked at my brother, and I was like, wow, I just don't want to be in a club anymore. Like, men are so creepy. It's just,
yeah.
Oh, it's so uncomfortable.
How old is your brother?
40.
Okay.
My siblings are, like, another generation. They're so much older. But we have, like, in high school, it was weird because they're like, you're 15, like, I'm in my 20s, and now it's totally fine. Like, we do everything together. But yeah, it's a big age gap with them.
Yeah, that's a huge age gap, but that must be fun. You definitely get over it, like, once you get older. Even if the age gap is small, like, me and my brother are 2.5 years. Like, when we were in high school, we felt worlds apart.
Yeah.
But, like, once you're in college, like, things get totally different.
Yeah.
But, all right, let's talk about why you're actually here, which is dating.
Yes.
I know things have been thrown out of whack with COVID, so I guess I'll just start with, I usually start at the beginning, but let's start most recently. Like, have you been doing anything to date right now?
I'm on the apps, and I think I've gone on, like, 4 or 5 virtual dates since March, like, not even, like, in the recent times, like, since March. Like, I just talked to some guys who were like, let's go out for a drink when it was, like, the peak of, like, April, March. I'm like, excuse me, what do you mean a drink? Like, can we FaceTime first? Like, I don't know if I'll even, like you and to risk getting COVID for a date. Like, I'm sorry, that's not worth it to me.
I know, and it also says a lot about the guy if they're, like,
I knew his intentions right away. I'm like, yeah, I'm not the girl for you. Bye.
Yeah, New York in April, like, nothing's open. If you're asking me to get a drink on the first date, you just want me to come over. Like, yeah,
exactly. And I remember, like, he made a comment about pretty much coming over, and I was like, have girls accepted this? He's like, yeah, a few. And I'm like, wow, okay, well, like, let's just unmatch now, because I'm not it at all.
Yo, I literally think about this all the time when guys pull such ridiculous shit on dating apps. I'm like, they are obviously doing this because it's worked before.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, so if it didn't work, like, they wouldn't be doing it, and it just makes me upset. Like, ladies.
No, I mean,
I know sometimes it's just like,
exactly. Like, sometimes,
you just need it.
We still need to, like, have some standards, because guys really think that they can do the bare minimum and get away with it, and that ain't it. That ain't it.
We're not putting up with that anymore. 2021, it's a new game. No more, like, oh my god.
2020 is over. We're immediately jumping into 2021. We have a brand new 365 days.
I'm done with 2020. Let's just pretend it never happened.
No, same. I, like, honestly, because of also, like, the bar exam, I feel like I'll talk to a guy and he'll want to meet up right away. And I'm like, I don't want to meet you now and go on a date and like either have a good time or not, but then like make you linger for a month and a half until I'm done and available. And then even that, when I'm done with my exam, like if borders open, I want to try to go somewhere and like escape New York for a little bit if I can. So I'm sorry, as like I'm such a hopeless romantic. Like I would love to be in a relationship, but at the end of the day, like I'm my first priority, and being stuck in New York since March, actually February, I was on vacation in January, but being stuck in New York and like not being able to go anywhere, I gotta escape for a little bit to like for my own mental sanity. So I don't know.
I know, I totally feel you. Like the minute I could skirt out, I'm going. I'm gone. I was never here. It's like got a blast. But okay, let's backtrack really quickly. Yeah. What apps are you on?
Oh, I got blocked on Bumble during quarantine. Wait,
what?
Just remembered. Okay, so I'm on Hinge. I really do like Hinge. I used Tinder when I was in Europe, and Tinder in Europe was such a game changer to America. And then I was on Bumble, like, on off. I've honestly been on dating apps since college. In, like, I think 2014 is when I started getting on them. And I'm not going to lie, I used dating apps to, like, become friends with some guys at my school, and it worked. Like, we would match and just, like, jokingly be like, hi, I know you. And then, like, we'd be friends. So that was one thing. But yeah, so Bumble blocked me in March. I love this story. I think it's so funny. One of my best friends met her boyfriend on Bumble, and we were FaceTiming, I think, for his birthday or something like that. And we were in a group FaceTime, and we're talking about dating apps. He's like, oh, I almost said my name. He's like, girl, why don't you just like make your bio something funny? I'm like, okay, what do you suggest? He's like, okay, well, like, dates are usually with a drink. So be like, I'm available for virtual wine dates for $5. Put your Venmo. Tell them, like, if they last more than 45 minutes, like, they'll get their money back. He's like, that way you can tell if they're serious. I'm like, okay, like, that's actually pretty funny. Like, if a guy's down for that, like, he has my humor and we can totally get along. And the fact that my friend's boyfriend who met on Bumble said it was funny, I was like, let me run with this. So I did that, and I put my actual Venmo in. And I think within 2 hours, I checked my email again, and they're like, you've been blocked because I violated their terms and conditions. And the way I worded it, I guess, like, putting my actual Venmo comes off as selling. So, like, it's prostitution. So they blocked my account. I emailed them, and I was like, I was obviously kidding. It was a joke. It's literally trying to be lighthearted in this situation. And they're like, no, you just got reported so many times. I'm like, wow, these men are such pussies. If they blocked my account because they didn't want to potentially Venmo me $5, like, I didn't even want to meet them anyway.
Damn, that sucks. I mean, not that they're – this at the end of the day, like, and I've had this conversation before, but if you're on one dating app, chances are you're on another. Like, not everybody is just on one dating app. So there's probably, like, the same guys you would find on Bumble are probably on Tinder and Hinge.
Maybe, but I feel like I liked Bumble because – all the guys just looked more serious. And I don't know if that's like, maybe I was just being perceptive in a different way. But I mean, at the end of the day, all the bios are all the same, like 6'2", if it matters, like fishing picture, office quotes, left and right, like all boys' bios are so lame. And I love banter. I love humor. And I always try to find something humorous in someone's profile. But we've gotten to a point where I feel like guys still enjoy dating apps for an ego trip. So they just want that match for validation. And that's fine. I get it. So do I sometimes. But, like, unmatch me. Like, you don't need to keep the match sitting there and then ignore my message or not message me at all. I think that's so stupid.
I know. I have so many guys just sitting on, like, you know, the top part who, like, just will never message me. And I'm like, I mean, I could probably message them, but it's – I don't even – there should be a name for it. That's just, like – it's not getting ghosted because there's no conversation that even happens. It's just, like
– Irina Carrigan, I think, posted orbiting kind of.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, but that's more with, like, social media. Like, I don't give out my social media with guys because – so I think I listened to this on Why Men Suck – oh, no, This Is Why I'm Single podcast. And they're, like, two female comedians. I love that podcast. And one of them had a guest who was saying, like, she's like, I don't give out my number or social media because I want the guy to be excited to meet me. Because, like, if I'm going to start FaceTiming you and Snapchatting you, like, you know what I'm up to. You know what I look like. You're not going to be excited. Like, that element is missing. And I was like, I love that. And I ran with it pre-COVID. And it worked. Like, if a guy asked for my number, I would say, like, not until a date, and he'd actually take me out, and I would give him my number, and then, like, one more date, and then that was it, but it made them work harder a little bit. But when a guy's like, can I have your Snapchat, I'm like, no, I don't want, like, I'm not gonna snap you, one, and two, like, I'm just gonna sit there for you and just get your stupid streaks. And I don't
even- I literally started lying. I just say I don't have a Snapchat.
Well, with Instagram, I'll just straight up say, I'm like, I'm not going to follow you back. And they're like, what, why? I'm like, I don't know you. Like, I genuinely don't care what you're up to yet. Like, we're not at that point that I want to see. I don't even want to see half the people I follow. Like, thank God for the mute option. But you think I want to follow a random bro from, like, out of town who lives in Murray Hill? Like, no, thank you.
Literally, like, okay, I also don't post my... I don't keep my Instagram on my dating apps. Like, I don't have my handle.
Same. I used to on Bumble in college, but that's like, that was 2014-15 was a different world.
I would also like, in college, I just think is a little bit different because if you're in a campus, like, you're probably, people probably already know who you are. So it's not a big deal to have your Instagram. But if you're like in the city, I think it's totally good to like keep that level of mystique up. Because you don't want somebody, like, one, stalking you unless you really think your Instagram is, like, a whole draw, which is, like, a whole – like, I know people who do it because they have, like, thousands of followers or they're verified or whatever. But I'm like, that shouldn't be your whole personality. So, like, if that's what you think is getting you matches, like, you got to work a little bit harder.
100%. It actually came to my attention that my Hinge is very food-oriented. And I didn't realize that until someone matched me and they were like, your profile made me hungry. I was like, what? And I went back to check and I was like, wow, I literally mentioned food in every single prompt.
Well, that's a good thing to message somebody because then it looks like they're actually looking at your profile. Like on Hinge, don't just like somebody's picture and not say anything. Like, what are you supposed to say to that? Absolutely. Like, what?
I agree. I personally love my bio and profile. And like one of my friends looked at it and she's like, I would change this photo. I was like, honestly, like, they get likes. Like, I have one thirst trap, and that's kind of how I weed out the guys I don't want to interact with. And then I have my, like, photos alone and whatever, and they're cute, and I have my funny prompts, and I think it's great. Like, and also, like, food is a part of my life. Why would I want it included?
Men never like the thirst trap on Hinge. Never. Women know. It's a trap. Don't like it.
Exactly. I matched with one guy because I thought he was really cute and like I liked his bio and I literally said, you would like my thirst trap. And he goes, yeah, I was thirsty. And I was like, I can't talk to you anymore.
Absolutely not.
Such a cringe moment.
I do think what you said about phone number is interesting though because like I'm super quick to give my number on a dating app. Because I want to get off of that dating app, like, immediately. I don't like talking through Bumble or Tinder or whatever. And I think it's way more personal when somebody can just text you. But I think that's, like, such a good point to be like, I'm not going to give you my number until we go on a date. The thing I don't do, I don't save their numbers.
Oh, yeah. So now with COVID, like, I have gotten numbers because guys, like, one, well, Hinge didn't have the video chat option yet in the beginning. But, yeah, like, I couldn't really run with that take me on a date first line because a date would be virtual. So I don't save numbers and I have to like scroll back to be like, what were we talking about?
I know, literally same. But I don't think it's worth adding. Well, I do it for like maybe my own safety. So I'm not like obsessing over somebody. If I have their number saved in my phone, then that means I'm like, all right, I'm a more serious about this. And like, It kind of opens the door to like drunk texting and things like that, which I think is dangerous. So I like
for sure
try not to save numbers in my phone.
I think I remember when I was on my Bumble phase before I was blocked, I would save every guy's first name with a bumblebee. And then when I went to like delete contacts, I was just like, wow, like I don't want their numbers anymore. Why did I even save it in the first place? And a lot of these times they're one date wonders. Like that's really it.
Well, do you have any, like, good first date stories?
Oh, yes. And it's a Bumble boy. And this is when I moved back from studying abroad. So let's set the scene. It's I want to say February or March 2016. I had just moved back from living abroad. I lived in Amsterdam. Shout out Netherlands. And this guy was super cute. He was tall. Like, he was from Northern Virginia area, lived in Chelsea. Like, we got along really well. And we went to dinner, some random West Village restaurant. And again, I'm 20. I just came back from home and I'm excited. Like, dating in New York again. Let's go. I have great stories to tell. So we go to dinner, and honestly, I don't remember a lot of it because he just was such an asshole. Like, spoiler alert, did not end up well, but he sucked so much that I think I blocked it out, but I have vivid points about him. So when the bill came, he immediately opens the bill and goes, "Wowie zowie." I go, "What?" He goes, "Holy cow, this is so expensive." And I was like, "Oh, well, you picked the place."
Where did you guys go?
I don't remember the name of the restaurant, but it was honestly a very nice restaurant, but it was one of those like very small, kind of a hole in the wall, like good food, but tiny portions. I want to say it was a French place. He also ordered a drink. I did not. And I didn't have my fake and they ID'd. So I was like, I'm not going to do this, but he asked to split the bill. And I was like, okay, sure. Like, banter's going well, like whatever, you know, I'm an independent woman. I can split the bill. We split the bill, and then he was like, "Let's go get dessert. There's a really nice place like around the corner. It's like Shaved Ice or something." And we got that, and we were on 14th Street, and he lived on 23rd. I remember he took the train with me those two stops, and 20-year-old me was like, "Oh my god, this is so romantic." So we took the train together, and when he got to his stop, he like quickly kissed me and like ran off. I was like, "Oh my god, this is so cute! Like a subway kiss, whatever." So we went on a second date and we went to brunch, and I picked this time, and I was like, "Let's go to the Smith in Lincoln Center so we can meet halfway." And that was great. I mean, I love the Smith personally. It's like a staple of my life. So we get there, and I remember when I got off the subway, obviously we were coming from opposite directions. So he was across the street and I saw him like sprinting. So I'm like trying to keep up. I walk in behind him and I hear him tell the hostess, "Ugh, I guess she's late." So I tapped him on the shoulder. I was like, "I'm right here actually." I was like immediately turned off right away. So we sit down. He goes, "I can't believe we went to the Smith. This place sucks." And I was like, "What?" Yeah. So he started shitting on the Smith, and I was just like getting so uncomfortable, like slowly and slowly. We ordered food. I got avocado toast with a poached egg. He got waffles and ice cream. And I kind of looked at that moment and I was like, "What? Am I on a date with like a 5-year-old or a 23-year-old or 24? I forgot how old he was, but anyway, the food comes, and at the time, I used to wear a Polar watch, which is another brand of fitness watches, and I was, like, so big into fitness at that point in my life. So he asked me about it, and as I'm explaining, he just, like, put his hand in his – he put his head in his hand and sighed, like, like he didn't care. So I stopped, and I go, "If you don't care, like, you don't have to ask." He's like, no, I care. Like, keep going. Whatever. I said this story. At that point, I went to the bathroom. I called 5 of my girlfriends to try to get bailed out. No one answered. I was like, "Fuck." So I went back upstairs, sat down, we're eating, and he goes, "I don't even know why I ordered this. I literally ate this at like midnight." I'm like, "Dude, what?" It's like 12 p.m. in the afternoon. I'm like, 12 hours ago, you had the same exact meal. But you're shitting on the fact that I got avocado toast. Besides that, the bill comes, opens it, immediately goes, "Wowie zowie." Ugh. I'm like, "Ugh. I can't get that catchphrase out of my head, honestly." But he says, "Wowie zowie." So I do the fake out because last time he said we're going to split it. So I did the fake out, maybe thinking he'll be a gentleman. And I go, "Yeah, like we can split it. It's fine." He goes, "Of course we're splitting it." So I got my bill. I paid, whatever. We get outside. I'm like, "I really want a coffee." He's like, "Oh, I owe you $3 since mine was a little bit more expensive. Like, let's go to Starbucks." I'm like, "No, I want like good coffee because I also used to work at Starbucks. So I don't want that." So we go to Joe's, which is on like 68th or something, and we sit down. He buys me my coffee, such a gentleman, so sweet. And we sit down, and the first thing he does, opens up Bumble and starts swiping in front of me.
What?
Yeah, I wish I was kidding. And I'm just, again, this was 5 years ago, almost 6, and I definitely was not as confident as I am now by a landslide. And I just sat there and I took it, and I was like, "Fuck, like I'm so uncomfortable. I want to leave. I want to go home, but I don't know what to say or like how to like bring it up that I should leave." So I like wait a few moments, and then like eventually we both were like, "Oh, like should we leave?" So he walks me to the train, and he leaned in to kiss me, and I just gave him a peck because I was kind of like at the corner of the staircase beginning, and I didn't want to fall. So I gave him a peck, and I turned around and ran. I was like, bye. And I just left. Never spoke again since that day. But that story is forever ingrained in my mind.
Jesus. Yeah. I really don't understand, like, where men find the audacity. I really don't. Like, you let me know.
The whole thing of, like, splitting the check was just, like, shocking to me because, like, maybe I'm just stereotyping now, but anytime I meet a guy and they say they're from Nova, I immediately think money, fine. You lived in Chelsea, and, like, you had a really good job in finance, so it's kind of like, why are you outwardly expressing, disdain about a bill when, like, the first place you picked it, but the second place, like, you ordered waffles and ice cream? Like, I don't know. I just kind of expected some kindness. I guess because in Europe, men love to take, like, be the man. And that's a little bit outdated. I know, like, women are so much more progressive and, you know, like, we're independent. But it's still nice to be told on the first date, like, no, don't worry, I got it. I'm not saying I'm going to, like, expect that forever. But, like, the first date, it's kind of just a courtesy, I guess. I don't know. I'm also European, so I'm used to that lifestyle with European men, boys, both, whatever.
No, I mean, I think the first date check situation is different for everybody. Like, I don't mind splitting the check if it's equal. Like, even sometimes if I'm on a first date, like, I don't mind paying. Like, if it's a situation in which I'm, like, I'm the one, you know, getting more, doing something that's more expensive, like, then I don't mind even paying, even though that, like, rarely ever happens.
I just, but, the first date, like to take it back to this guy, the fact that, like, he picked the place, he's like, I've been there before, but then to just, like, still get a drink on top of it and then be like, let's split the bill because it's expensive. I was kind of just like, well, why do we go here? There are so many nice restaurants that are not expensive. Like, we could have gone for Italian food, gotten like San Marzano, like $10 pasta. I would have lived the life. It would have been fine.
Yeah. And on it, like, I think this is actually, like, a really interesting conversation. Like, when you're dating somebody who's maybe in a different, like, socioeconomic class as you, like, that's something you have to learn how to navigate, especially in New York City, like, because there's so many people of different, like, economic situations. But, like, if you, first date, I think, you know, the person who invites the person out should, like, at least offer to pay. So if I'm asking a guy out, then, like, I will always offer to pay.
No, for sure.
I will always offer to pay regardless. But, like, if you're getting further down into, like, a few more dates, if dating in New York City is expensive, like, no ifs and buts about it. If you're going out for dinner, you're going out for drinks, like, even if you go to cheaper places, it will always add up.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good to be, like, open and communicative upfront. Like, if you're a few dates in with someone, to say, hey, look, like, this is not sustainable for me. Like, I love going out and I love getting drinks with you. I love going to dinner with you, but I can't afford to do it, like, 2-3 times a week or however often it is. Like, and then there are so many other things that you can do that are free. Go for a bike ride, go for a walk, cook dinner together, like, do a picnic.
On ferry and enjoy that beautiful summer day. Like, there's so many things to do. And I just want to preface, like, I always offer to split the bill. Like, I don't want to, I don't want to do that. But, like, just, I think in that scenario, I was just shocked because of the fact that, again, order the drink, more expensive options. Like, it being in that moment, I was shocked. And I think if I was me today, I would have said something in the moment rather than, like, talk about that story 5 years later. With social media changing, like, people are, and, like, people talking about this more, people are better with communication. I think ghosting is probably still something people could work on, but we are upfront about intentions and expectations than we were, I would say, 5 years ago. And maybe it's just the way, like, everyone else is around us now. Like, we have all these podcast hosts and, like, dating shows that talk about, like, just that talk about, like, you have to lay down what you want. And it's the same thing with, like, you can't expect to get something if you don't ask for it. So.
Yeah, I totally agree. I'm a huge proponent for having open communication with someone. Like, if somebody ghosts you, that just means they're immature. Like, and it could happen at any age. It can happen at any time. Boys, girls. Like, if you have talked to somebody but, like, haven't gone on a date, fine. Like, let it simmer off. It's not a big deal. But if you have taken the time to go on a date with someone, even if it's one date, like, at least provide that person the, like,
the courtesy.
The courtesy, exactly. Just be like, hey, like, don't think it was a good fit, and, like, I hope you do, like, have a nice life. Like, not exactly like that, but, like, just be like, I didn't really feel any chemistry, like, thanks for drinks, or something like that.
I mean, the world has so many people, we're not gonna get along with everyone, we're not gonna like everyone, and that's so normal. And it's also normal to be upset about the situation, because you could read it one way and the other person's obviously opposite of you, but you get over it. Like, maybe if it was someone you met once and you thought it went really well and it didn't, like, it really sucks, but you get back out there and you do it all over again.
Yeah, and the great thing about New York is that there's 800 million people in the city, so you're never going to run out of people to hang out with, that's for sure.
True.
Were you ever in, like, any serious relationships?
I guess not. I had a high school boyfriend for, like, 6 months, and then we were kind of, like, on off for 2 years, and then my college boyfriend was a month of freshman year, like, when school started. But other than that, no. Like, there was one guy I dated in a summer, but he was in the army, and he was like, I'm going to Germany at the end of the summer anyway, so we couldn't really be anything serious. But, like, we talk once in a while, like, we're friendly. He was in the same, like, ROTC in college with my cousin. That's how I met him. So, like, we're friendly. He recently reached out, was like, do you have tips for Amsterdam? I'm like, yeah, of course. Like, literally, I'm still friends with my exes because they were so long ago, and it was, like, so small of my, such a small portion of my time that, like, I can't harbor any bad feelings for them. But yeah, I don't know if that's, like, considered a red flag or not, that, like, now at my mid-20s, I haven't been in a serious relationship.
No, I think I have tons of friends who are great people, totally normal, like, who've never been in a serious relationship. I think if anything, now, like, in this generation, that's way more normal. Like, having more people, access to more people, makes it harder, I think, for people to settle down. Yeah. So it's not like, you know, a 20, 30 years ago where you'd maybe date somebody in high school or college or work and, like, be with that person for a long time. Now you're presented with so many options of people at your fingertips. You can be dating before you take a shower. You can be dating before you go to bed. Like,
and you could be literally dating across the world.
That too. So there's, I think, because there's so many more options, it's, and there's just kind of an overall sense of, like, not having that urgency to settle down, which I think is totally normal and totally fine. Like, we shouldn't, I think a lot of people our age, like, in their mid-20s, early 20s, and they, if they haven't been in a relationship, they feel like that's weird, but we have to understand that we're in a brand new generation of dating. Yeah.
No, for sure. I think for me, like, even though I've not been in a serious relationship, I have friends who have, and I watch, like, how their relationships work, how they work. And I'm also a Virgo, so, like, I love to give advice and just kind of critique people in, like, the best possible way. So knowing how I am also, like, I have so much love to give that I know if I was in a relationship, like, it would be great. Like, I want to be with this person, and, like, my love language is words of affirmation and quality time. So for me, we don't need to do these expensive dinners. A walk in the park is, watching a movie and on a couch is great for me because I'm just spending time with a person. Like, I always value experiences more than material things. So, like, concerts, bowling, like, anything, honestly, it just makes me excited. And I want to just, like, spend time with another person. But, I mean, I think right now, because of the, like, the bar, having been in law school with dating, I've missed my friends so much because I had to backseat them. And now it's like, well, COVID made it worse, but now it's like, I love just spending time with them and putting my effort into, like, the nights that we have together, whether we go out, whether we stay in. So I'm not like, I don't feel like I'm missing out on anything, but then sometimes that little thought comes back in, like, oh, like, when am I going to meet my person? Like, I would love to just, like, cuddle someone right now and, like, things like that.
Yeah. So is that what you're kind of looking for? Are you maybe looking now to settle down a little bit?
I don't know. That's so hard to say because, like I said, if the borders open up in October and if the exam happens, like, I might be gone. So I don't know. I don't want, again, like, I know that I'm a busy person. I don't want to bring someone into my life who is not as busy. Well, one, if the guy's not as busy as I am, I'll feel so guilty because I'm always, like, planning out my life. I'm so type A. Like, I always like having things to do. And I think COVID let me slow down a little bit, but I think if a guy comes along, I won't say no, but I'm trying to not actively seek it out.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this podcast is one way to seek it out.
When you came across on my TikTok, that's how I found you. I just thought it was so cool. And like, I love listening to podcasts and I like the anonymousness of this. I can't say the anonymity.
Anonymity, yeah.
I don't know. I just feel like I've been on dating apps for so long and I'm the type of person that can make friends with anyone. So like, well, one, I gained a friend from you. Like, I think you're so cool. So this is great. And two, like, I'm accomplishing a bucket list of being on a podcast. And then three, if a guy likes me, like, cool, he can hit me up. And like, if it doesn't work out romantically, like, I feel like I can still make a friend out of the situation.
Yeah, for sure.
I just love to meet people. Like, I can meet people on the subway. I can meet people on a plane. Like, just put me in a room. And if I'm not in the mood, then that's a different story. But put me in a room and, like, I'll make friends with one person at least.
Yeah, I feel you. It takes a lot of guts to, like, talk about yourself, even if it's anonymous.
I feel like, well, everyone says that lawyers love to talk about themselves. So that definitely comes easy to me. I just feel like I've been told this too. I come off apparently as aggressive for some guys or like too intense. And, you know, my girlfriends are also very intense. Like, we all have very bold, loud personalities. And I love that about us. And that's, like, kind of what makes us different and unique is that, like, this personality allows me to make friends with everyone I meet on the subway, on the planes, whatever. But I've had guys, even, like, close guy friends say to me, like, you need to relax a little bit. Like, you're too much. And I'm like, why are you trying to box me in? The fact that, like, you feel so uncomfortable that you need to now vocalize that my personality or like even the thing that I said is too much, like you have to like look inward at that point. Like, why do you think it's too much? Like, I remember there was with one guy in law school, I was texting him, I actually had a crush on him at one point, and like I was texting him about like this competition thing, and maybe it was like 10:30 and like he's not a night person, he was probably like falling asleep, but I was like, text your partner, like you advance to the next round, like I need to know what time slot you want, blah blah blah, because again I was like, I'm a planner, whatever. So I was in the organization. Like, I wanted to move it forward. And he was like, you need to chill. Like, why are you always on 100? And I was like, excuse me? And I was, after that, I was like, I don't like you. Like, you're only talking to me in a educational setting or situation. And, like, the next day, I remember I was going to work and I texted him. And I was like, that was so inappropriate. You made me feel so uncomfortable. Like, and made me feel so bad about myself. And, like, you're not supposed to do that. You're also a friend of mine. And I know you probably meant that with no ill intentions, but it came across that way, and, like, I felt it that way.
I hate when people tell me to chill, so I think that's valid.
I always just say, if a guy can't handle me, then he's not the one for me.
No, it's true. The right person will come along for you who will either, like, match your energy or balance you out. That's just, like, usually how it works. And hopefully that person comes along, you know, soon so you can experience that, but... Like, you're an independent woman. Like, it's not, like, that pressing.
Yeah.
You're doing your own thing. And that's, like, I think, an amazing thing. We're talking New York City, which is so different than other parts of the states.
I was going to say that, too. Like, New Yorkers are such – we're a different breed. We grew up at, like, 12 years old.
Yeah, exactly. We grew up early, but then we mature later. Like, we don't want to, you know, get married at 20, have kids at 23. Like, that's not the life that a lot of New Yorkers live. I mean, you were describing yourself, but do you think you, like, historically have a type?
It's hard to say. They all kind of have a similarity of looks. Like, I've always said, be like, oh, I want, like, a blonde with blue eyes, and then, like, I'll end up dating or, like, going on a date or seeing a guy with, like, brown hair and brown eyes, like, more of, like, a European feature, like, more of, like, Eastern European, like, maybe Middle Eastern type features, like, strong features. So, I don't really know. I mean, I definitely want, I want a confident guy because I'm a confident girl. I would prefer someone to have a big family because I come from such a huge family, and, like, I know how intense my family can be as well. Like, we live in the same building. Like, we're so close. We do a lot together. So if a guy doesn't come from a very similar background or is at least not open to it, I don't know if he would fit. Like, I feel like he would be intimidated just by, like, my brother in general.
Where in Europe is your family from?
We're from Georgia.
Cool. I mean, I just went to your sister's restaurant. We'll plug it for a second. But I fucking loved it. It was great. Everybody go to Chama Mama in Chelsea.
14th Street opening up Upper West Side at the end of the year.
Really?
Yeah.
We're on the Upper West Side.
77th and Amsterdam, so like right next to Levain. I'm so excited.
Oh my God, that's so dangerous. I like loved that, what, Khachapuri? What's it called? Oh my God, that shit was delicious.
You get amazing food also.
That's true, that's true. She comes with perks.
Yeah, so my family's from Georgia. I was born here, but I still speak the language. I taught myself to read it and write it actually in high school. I used to dance it also.
Wow.
Fun fact, I was supposed to be on like Georgian Idol back in 2012. Like I was going to skip half of senior year to go on the show and they canceled it. And like as a compensation 5 years ago when I went back to visit, they put me on like 3 different TV shows. So I like they're on YouTube and like I'm happy to send them. But I remember I got into a taxi and this guy staring at me. Like Georgia's a very small country and like people know each other. They and they're all in each other's business. But I got into the taxi and the guy looks at me, he's like, I know you. And I like looked at him, I was like, from where? And he's like, oh, you're just on TV, like you're insert my name here. And I was like, oh my God, that's crazy, like so crazy. But yeah, so you know, I'm like,
that's awesome, you're like semi-famous in Georgia. Nice, good subtle flex. Good to slide that in there.
It's crazy. I'm kind of happy the show on failed because I went to college at Hofstra and like every like I applied to Hofstra because the show failed. Like now I graduated from Hofstra Law. Like everything really happened for a reason. I don't know where my life would be if I ended up living there for 6 months. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I would be the same person, honestly, because Georgians are a little bit more traditional with everything. And I definitely don't fit that vibe. So I can only imagine if someone like tried to mold me into this like Georgian woman vibe.
Have you ever dated a Georgian guy?
My first boyfriend.
Really? Yeah. In high school?
Yeah, my first boyfriend in high school. It was because I used to Georgian dance. Like, he never danced, but he, like, his best friend was dating one of my friends.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, he came on the weekends, and then I met him, and we, like, had, like, a flirty thing going on for a few months, and then on his birthday, he asked me out, and I remember, like, we were all at his birthday at a Georgian restaurant in Brooklyn, and I was telling my girlfriends, like, if he doesn't ask me out, like, I have to move on. It's been a few months. Like, mind you, I'm, like, what, I was 15? I was so dramatic. I was like, if he doesn't like me, like, I just can't keep waiting. And then later on that night, he was like, I really like you. Like, will you be my girlfriend? And I said, yes. And then our friends were like, oh, my God.
You got to manifest that shit. You got to put it out into the world and manifest it.
My mom and dad were also having dinner at the same restaurant because we, like, had dance that afternoon. And another, like, older couple, like, whatever, was like, hey, we're celebrating our birthday at the same restaurant and invited my parents. And I was so mortified. I was like, oh my God, like I just wanted alone time with him for just like once, even though like we went on dates in the city, it was a different thing. But yeah, my mom found out recently and she was like, how did you not tell me? And I was like, I don't know. Like I had to keep it a secret. I really kept him a secret. And he was just like, why? And I was like, my parents don't really want me to be with a Georgian person. And he's like, ah, I was like, yeah, sorry.
Is that true?
My mom doesn't want me to be, but if the right guy comes along, I'm sure she'd change her mind. I think her thing is just, like, the whole traditional thing. She's like, you're too tough for them. Like, you're not, like, this housewife person. And maybe they're different if they immigrate to New York, but a lot of Georgian boys that I know from the country, like, my friends' friends and whatever, like, they're still traditional men. Georgian men who like their women a certain way, and I'm not that. That's not to say that I'm never gonna like talk to a Georgian guy. That's not it at all, because I feel like I can relate to them still on a different level.
Yeah.
But I'm mindful of like what I expect in my partner and what he should expect from me.
Yeah, for sure. Well, is there anything else you wanna touch on before we wrap up?
This is actually a funny story, and like this is like when my hopeless romantic self came out for a little bit. April 1st of 2018, I met up with my friends to go to brunch. You know, we go to Dos Caminos and Meatpacking, and I get one glass of a mimosa, and I stupidly decide to order, like, French toast. I never do sweet alone at brunch. I always either do savory or I split savory sweet. Not that alone. And then I ended up being like, let me just get bottomless because I'm having a great time. So I had bottomless, we're eating whatever. So I'm pretty much just like living on sugar at this point. Then we go to Brass Monkey and I love stouts. I love dark beer. So I got a Guinness. And then everyone else was like, we have to go. Like my flight's coming up, whatever. And there was me and this other girl. And we're like, we don't want to go home yet. Like, why don't we go to Bounce? Horrible idea. I don't know why I would ever do that. So it's a Sunday at like 5:30. We go to Bounce. And we did a shot of tequila. And I don't really remember what happened next. And then I eventually pieced back together, but essentially my phone started breaking. Like my screen went black. I couldn't access it. And I went home without my jacket, my keys, or my wallet. And I went home with someone else's jacket, but went home and then they sobered me up and we like retraced our steps. And I eventually like found out that my stuff was lost at Bounce. So I called Bounce or I talked to Bounce when I got there and I was like, I left my black jacket. It's from Uniqlo. Like my wallet's inside. My keys are blue. Like I'm explaining every detail. And I was like, I took a Hugo Boss jacket. They're like, cool. We'll let you know if anyone calls, just hold on to the jacket. I'm like, okay. I stupidly gave it to one of the bouncers at Brass Monkey. Cause he was like, oh, if you found it here, you have to leave it. So the jacket's at Brass Monkey. Get a call from Bounce and they're like, someone has your jacket. I was like, no way. They're like, yeah, like, would you be down to meet up tomorrow? Like, you guys can meet here. So that's why it's common ground. I'm like, yeah, absolutely. And I was like, fuck, I don't have this guy's jacket. It's at Brass Monkey. So I called Brass Monkey and I was like, hi, my cousin lost his jacket. It's blue Hugo Boss. They're like, yeah, it's here. So I went down with my cousin. We grabbed it as if it was ours. And then we went home and I was like, okay, like, I'm going to see this kid tomorrow. I'm going to get my stuff. This is so exciting. Like, thank God everything was okay. And I get to Bounce and they're like, sorry, he's running late. I'm like, damn, like I have a meeting in five minutes, but it's like a block, it's around the corner. Like, can you just meet me there? And they're like, are you sure? Like, should we give him your number? I was like, yeah, like totally fine. We're going to be on Fifth Avenue. Like, it's a very public place. I'll be okay. So they give him my number and he texts me. He's like, hey, I'm almost there. I'm so sorry. I'm late. I'm like, that's totally fine. Just text me when you're outside. I get a text from when he gets there. I go outside and I just see this beautiful, tall, blonde man standing there. And I was like, oh my God. I was like, this is it. This is my man. So he walks out. He like drove too. So he walks out of his car, comes over to me and I'm like, hey, do you have my stuff? He's like, yeah, what's your name? Like we introduced ourselves. Like he gave me my stuff. It was, everything was there. The only thing was he moved everything from one pocket to another. I guess he was like maybe looking for my name and info, but I had his number. So I was just like, thank you so much. Gave him a hug. I was like, nice to meet you. Like, I hope you're doing well. Like, here's your jacket. Like, thank you so much. Whatever. We parted ways.
So that was his jacket. You guys switched jackets.
I think his friend grabbed mine and I grabbed his as we were leaving. Because again, we apparently sat next to each other at the bar, but I don't remember. I texted my girlfriends. I was like, guys, I met the hottest guy. Oh my God. This is like the best meet cute. They're like, text him, ask him out. Like, whatever. Actually, I reverse Facebook stalked him, found out he was single and then texted him. So I texted him. I was like, hey, like, would you want to do dinner? Like, would you want to like get to know each other somewhere? He's like, yeah, absolutely. I was actually about to text you. I was like, nice. So we went to dinner and it was a nice date, but like, he just had too much of a calm personality that I felt like I was really steering it, but also that like he had to keep up with me and it didn't feel organic. So we went on one date. It was a very nice dinner date. Ran into one of my friends at the dinner date by accident, but great story. Great.
Such a good story. Such a good story.
Yeah, I kind of, when I told my mom about it, she was like, that's kind of sad that you think it's cute that you meet a boy after you black out. I'm like, mom, this is modern day.
Like, meeting in person in any way is romantic now.
Pretty much. But yeah, well, that was really funny.
That's such a good story. Okay, well, we're going to wrap up because we're going a little over time. But we do a section called Shots where I ask you rapid fire questions.
Okay. Are you ready to do some shots?
Hell fucking yeah. Let's okay, go.
Text message or call?
Lately, I've been into calls.
Car or motorcycle?
Car.
Book or movie?
Ooh, book.
Straight or curly hair?
Curly.
Piercings or tattoos?
Both.
Weird or crazy?
Absolutely both, because I'm 100% both. Like, I can't pick one, because I'm both.
TikTok or Instagram?
Instagram.
iPhone or Android?
iPhone, all fucking day.
Spicy or mild?
Spicy, extra spicy.
Coffee or drink state?
Coffee.
And if you had a boat, what would you name it?
That's a very good question. I hope this is not a basic answer, but I think I would name it Let's Get Lost.
Ooh, that's kind of fun.
I think of like two EDM songs I know. One is Zed's, and then one is Lost in, it's called Amsterdam, but it's lost, it, like the lyrics are Lost in Amsterdam, and I feel like when you're on a boat, you just want to like get lost and like enjoy yourself.
I like that. I like that. I've never heard that answer before. So no, it's not basic.
Nice.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for doing this. Men, if you think she's interesting, if you think you can keep up with her, slide into the DMs at drinks.first on Instagram. If you don't have an Instagram for some reason, which is, you know, totally fine. We kind of love that. drinksfirstpodcast@gmail.com. I'm your host, Ariana. You can find me on Instagram and TikTok and every other social media at ariana.nathani. And if you enjoyed this episode, please, please, for the love of God, please rate and review it. That really helps me out. We're trying to get me to the next level. And, you know, share it with your friends, because the more people who listen to this, the more opportunity there is for our guests and our listeners to match. So I'm super excited, guys. Let's do this, and thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me. This was so fun.